I'll tell you what, you're just going to have to put up with me, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you, it's as if you didn't know him. Not him. Stan Zadonik, president of the BBU.
Thank you, everybody. Well, this is the part of the program where we give away our first Heritage Awards. If you've been coming to JoVal for a while, you know that we try to honor each JoVal weekend. We try to honor some of the people who have contributed in many ways to the bluegrass scene here in Boston and in the Northeast. And we usually break it up into two categories. One is the artist category and the other is the business category. And we're about to present awards to two artists who have had enormous effect on the Boston bluegrass world. So turn the clocks back about 50 years, the years say 1961 or 62, and you'll find yourself here in Boston in the middle of the great folk boom, or some people like to call it the folk scare. And there were bands within that community that played bluegrass, including the Lilly Brothers. There was Don Stover, there was JoVal, and there were two other guys who performed under the name of Keith and Rooney. They met each other at Amherst College in 1960, and they played together for a couple of years in this area, and they recorded in 1962 a landmark album called Living on the Mountain, and by the way, JoVal appeared on that album. It was on Prestige. Anybody have that in their collection? Yeah, it's a classic. It's a classic. Bill Keith, of course, pioneer of the chromatic style of banjo. He played for a year with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, and after that went on to play with Jim Queskin Jug Band and many of the other greats, including David Grisman, Judy Collins, Jonathan Edwards, yes, to name just a few. He also invented a kind of banjo tuner known as the Keith Tuner, and he runs a company called Beacon Banjo that sells those to the banjo players in the world. Jim Rooney has gone on to become a Nashville producer. He's produced many great albums, including Kathy Mattea and many others. And the two of them have really done a lot for bluegrass in general and for bluegrass in Boston. And we would like to take this opportunity to present them with our first Heritage Awards today. So if Jim and Bill are handy, I'd like to have them come up and say a few words.